This is a seller die. Extra!
Sales red meat. That's what it is. Red meat that you can take out into the street 1 minute after you hear it and turn it into money.
In a New York minute?
No, actually, Jenny, in a Jersey minute. And today's Sell or Die Extra is brought to you by...
Jeffrey, what's that in your coffee cup?
What do you think it is, Jen? It's Death Wish coffee. It's the only coffee I drink. Death Wish is the world's strongest coffee, and the world's strongest salesperson needs the world's strongest coffee.
Jeffrey and I drink it, and diehards, you need to be drinking it too. It'll help you wake up and smell the order forms. They have 100% no bullshit money back guarantee, so go get your first bag or first box of K-cups of the world's strongest coffee at deathwishcoffee.com.
So what does an order form smell like? There's a challenge right now that I would like to talk about, if you don't mind.
Sure.
The floor is yours.
I'm sure you guys have topics in mind, but there's something happening right now. The economy seems to be taking off. I live in Charlotte, North Carolina, and there's got to be 20 cranes in the city right now up in the air. They're building apartments. They're building office buildings. They're building shopping centers. They've just opened up a new railway. I mean, a new restaurant opens literally once a week, and the city's popping. Also, interestingly, the newspaper has been usurped by a bunch of kids who send out a daily email about what's happening in Charlotte, and it's working. Mm-hmm. They editorialize a little bit, and they tell you where the best craft beer is in town. And it used to be sponsored by the paper. And then half a dozen of those kids got pissed off, and they went out and renegaded and started their own thing. Mm-hmm. So now there's two daily things that you have to read, both of them, because it tells you what's happening this weekend or what happened last night or what's happening tomorrow. They put the weather report in there. You can get everything you need in about a minute and a half. Unless you want to read an article. But sometimes by the headline, you can tell what's going on. You know, so-and-so moved out, so-and-so moved in. That's what's news. And the economy, in the meantime, is going crazy. And you as a salesperson or as a sales leader have a team of people, and sales are up. And you may erroneously think that you had something to do with it. That's the message. The economy is up. Therefore, your sales should be up. If they're not, something's drastically wrong. And if they are, you have to measure. Are you better than the uptick? Because if you're not, you're just rolling along with the tide. And I want to engage you both about what is really happening right now and how long will it last.
You know, what are some of the preferred ways that you should measure? Should you look at year over year? This is where we were a year ago, team, and this is a Trump bump.
I don't know if you can measure it that way. Certainly, the sales is a very easily measurable process, but I think there has to be an exponential measure. So if the stock market is up and the economy is up and your taxes are down and everybody in my company got a small raise in pay just by payroll tax deduction. And the challenge that you have now is, okay, what can we do to double our sales rather than try to measure 11.5?
Mm-hmm. Well, John Tortorella, who's currently the coach of the Columbus Blue Jackets hockey team, he has a phrase. He likes to say, don't let it get good to you. So yeah. That's what I would say about the economy, particularly if you're a manager, is don't let that get good to you, because you're up right now, and it's because of the economy. And it's like, but what are you doing right now then to prepare for the time that the economy may not be so good?
Exactly. So my recommendations are go visit your top 10, 25, 100 customers and talk to them about what kind they're increasing their sales, but could you increase your product base? Could you gain a greater percentage of their wallet? Mm-hmm. Could you hook into them for a long-term commitment? Is there something that you can do right now that would help you? And this is what my recommendation is, whether you're a manager or a salesperson. Have a cup of coffee with somebody every morning. whether it's at your house or at their house or at Starbucks.
Einstein bagels.
Have a cup of coffee with somebody that can help you either with a relationship or is a customer or is a prospect. And those 250 sales calls will help you gain a greater margin of success based on what's happening right now. It's all about the personal thing. And it's funny, I'm real good friends with Jeb Blunt, the guy who wrote Fanatical Prospecting and Sales EQ. Real good kid. And he was here last week in the studio.
Yes, absolutely great guy.
Yeah, real, real great guy. And his whole philosophy is make one more call. And he thought that he had invented that. I just sent him a piece of paper, which I copywritten in 1995, that said, make the last call every day. There's nothing new. It's how you rewrite it and how you phrase it and how you attack it with passion. But the bottom line is he's correct. If you have a sales call in the morning and an additional sales call in the afternoon, that's 500 sales calls in a year, even if you take weekends off. You're going to win.
This is totally cool. Jeffrey is back on the road giving public seminars. I love it. Jeffrey, you're in high demand, man. People are emailing asking when you're coming back, and you're back. If you've never been to Des Moines, now is the time to plan your visit. Jeffrey will be appearing live, delivering a seminar on leadership and a seminar on sales mastery on May 17th and May 18th. Go to cgittimer.com. And get your ticket. And while you're there, get one for your entire team. We'll see you there.
And if you're from New York City, Des Moines is in Iowa. Now is the time that you can get profit. Mm-hmm. And now is the time when things are going well that other companies, your customers' companies, are wanting to increase their profit as well. And the easiest way to increase profit is through a vendor. I can cut the price of what I pay for food. I can cut the price if I'm in the restaurant business. I can cut the price of what I pay for gasoline if I'm in the gasoline business. There's all kinds of ways that you can do it. But what you have to do is learn how to. I just gave you two things that you can do. Our prices are fair and our prices are firm. That's a huge one. And we may not be the lowest price, but we're always the lowest cost. And then there's a third piece that enters into this. You give someone a bid and they say, can you match the price of this other guy? I'm not going to match the price. I said, go take the other price. Well, no, we want to do business with you. Right. That's what match this price means. We want to do business with you. So you stand firm on your price. They want you. Otherwise, they would have taken the cheap price and never called you. And salespeople think, oh my gosh, all I have to do is match the price and I got the business. No, no, dude. All you have to do is put on your big boy pants and turn into a salesperson. They've just given you a huge buying signal. Dude, I don't want this other vendor. That's what they're saying. They're not saying match this price. They're saying, I don't want the other guy. So in this new economy, you're going to get that more and more. You're going to get people who want to clobber your price so they can increase their profits. This is what you need to do. You need to go to your customers and show them how they can increase their business. Be a genuine value provider. Be a service provider. Be a service teacher. Be a sales. Help the other sales guys make their sales, and then your price won't matter. This has been a Sell or Die Extra. If you like it and you like the show and you like all the information that's inside of it, go to thegittimerlearningacademy.com and subscribe. What are you doing? What's this noise?
I'm going to gittimerlearningacademy.com to subscribe.
Way to go. Way to go. You can also subscribe to Sell or Die on Overcast if you have an iPhone. Or if you don't, go to the store and get an iPhone. Or if you don't, go to iTunes or Stitcher and come back every single Tuesday for a full Sell or Die episode with expert sales analysis that will help you do the one thing you're hoping for, make more sales.